Welcome back, everyone. Hope you had a great lunch. We are just about to kick off the next session. I'm going to hand you over to Rona and Astrid for a workshop on goals and visions.
Thanks, Eric.
Okay, thanks, everybody. Great to see you in person. Finally, I'm Astrid. I'm in recovery from under-earning. And thank you. I'm very grateful to be here hosting this workshop.
Yeah, hi, I'm Rona, and I'm a recovering under-earner. Thanks all for being here.
Great. Okay, this is a little bit of an experiment, and we have higher power in the room. So, yes, and we're not streaming this section. There's a companion meeting happening online right now. Three wonderful speakers, a couple from America. It's all recorded, so you can actually watch it another time. And the wonderful tech team is going to make it all happen, and magically we're all going to have access to that. So the experiment is because we co-created together with Rona and Jeremy Support this new workshop format, and we hope we're going to have a lot of fun and bring a lot of higher power for all of us to, whether it's refine, fine-tune, enhance, or build from where we are, a new vision and goals for our lives. With support of this wonderful program of recovery. Okay, so the first thing we're going to do is I'm going to ask for a moment of silence. I can speak quite loud, so if the mic doesn't reach my voice. And I'm going to ask everybody for a second, a moment of silence, and say the Serenity Prayer, the Wii version. Using the word God as you understand your higher power. God, grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Okay, over to Rona.
So we're now also just going to say the AA set aside prayer, which we've adjusted for UA. You might want to say it after me. So, dear higher power, please help me to set aside. Everything I think I know,
everything I think I know
about myself,
about myself,
my
under-earning,
and you, so that I'm able to do your will,
so I'm able to do your will,
have an open mind,
have an open mind,
have a new experience with myself,
have a new experience with myself,
and my ability to earn.
And my ability to earn.
My visions and my goals.
My visions and my goals.
And a new experience with you.
And a new experience with you. Amen. Okay. Now.
So now
we are going to invite the lovely, wonderful Diana. She's going to guide us on a breathwork mini session.
Just a 5-minute thing, just to chill us out.
Chill us out, round, connect with higher power and remove all our obstacles. So wherever you want, where do you want to be?
I'm going to sit on a chair.
Yeah, go for it.
Thanks.
Great.
Do you want to
I don't know. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
At the back? Great. Thank you. I'm going to sit with my feet on the floor and wriggle from side to side to find the center of me. So if I move from one, oh, you can't hear. Yeah.
Mind, yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, I do tend to go quiet when I go into sort of meditative state. I think, is that okay? Okay.
Everyone's different heights. So
bless you. Thank you.
Do you want to hold it?
You want no, I don't. Thank you.
That's okay. How's that?
Is that better?
Not yet.
If you're forward, come on forward.
Okay. That would help.
Okay.
Oh, good. Thank you. So we're just going to do a little bit of meditation, and it's a wonderful thing just to come into stillness. So if you'd like to sit and notice your sitting bones, and also
kind of set yourself up in a nice structure so that you feel balanced. And take a nice breath in and a nice breath out. So what we want to do is to keep that nice and even. So as much air as you bring in is the amount of air you release. So as you sit, try and relax. I find that I hold on around my kidney area, my chest, my stomach. So try and release those, because as somebody said in the room earlier, if I'm clenched, it's very difficult for her in higher power to step into to me. So relax as much as possible. And what we're going to do is, when we breathe in, we imagine that we're expanding, and when we breathe out, there's a contraction in the body. So expand like those amazing frogs, and then release it all, and it comes into the center, and allow it to go down into the earth. So start whenever you like, expanding, breathing, breathe out, downwards. So expand sideways, contract inwards and downwards. So each time you can get as big and as wide as you like. So breathing in and expanding, breathing out and contracting downwards. And continue. So when you're ready, I'd like you to bring yourself back into the room, but do it gently, so your eyes open slowly, softly. Yeah, and I'll send you back to
Anna. Thanks, Diana.
Thanks, Diana.
Thank you, Diana. Right.
Do you want the mic or not?
I don't know.
Let's just keep it there.
Let's keep it there for now. Great.
It's really so much reading.
Oh, right. Okay, so now we're going to go into the readings. And we would like a volunteer to ideally stand up and read the symptoms of UA.
And they're in the booklet.
They're in the booklet.
Eileen?
Yes, Eileen. Yes, go for it. And if anyone is missing a booklet, please raise your hand and we'll make sure Abby, wonderful Abby, or the literature ladies are going to... Yes.
Really sorry, can't hear you.
Can't hear me. Okay, great. Okay. Thank you, Siggy. Yeah.
Thank you, Siggy. That's great. Okay, rewind. So Eileen is going to read the symptoms of UA. If anyone is missing a booklet, raise your hand. We'll get you one. Okay, just no raising hands for something other than just needing a booklet, and we'll make sure you get one. Thank you. And they're free. Go ahead, please. Thank you. Oh, sorry. Thank you, of course.
Oh, hold it up. Is that better?
Yeah.
I think it was. Yeah. My nice, smooth silk boards.
It is, that is the opposite of UA.
Right, one. That's totally ruined Diana's. Okay, one. Time indifference. We put what must be done and do not use our time to support our own vision and further our own goals. Two, idea deflection. We compulsively reject ideas that could expand our lives or careers and increase our profitability. Three, compulsive need to prove. The day we have demonstrated competence in our jobs or businesses, we are driven by a need to reprove our worth and value. Four, clinging to useless possessions. We hold on to possessions that no longer serve our needs, such as threadbare clothing or broken appliances. Five, exertion or exhaustion. We habitually overwork, become exhausted, then underworked, or cease work completely. Six, giving away our time. We compulsively volunteer for various causes or give away our services without charge when there is no clear benefit. Seven, undervaluing and underpricing. We undervalue our abilities and services and fear asking for increases in compensation or for what the market will bear. Eight, isolation. We choose to work alone when it might serve us much better to have co-workers, associates or employees. Nine, physical ailments. Sometimes out of fear of being larger or exposed, we experience physical ailments. Ten, misplaced guilt or shame. We feel uneasy when asking for or being given what we need or what we are owed. 11. Not following up. We do not follow up on opportunities, leads or jobs that could be profitable. We begin many projects and tasks but often do not complete them. 12. Stability boredom. We create unnecessary conflicts with co-workers, supervisors and clients, generating problems that result in financial distress. And I pass. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Eileen.
Thank you very much, Eileen. So now we're going to ask for somebody else to read the wellness promises. That is the last page, the vision of earning and wellness. Earning wellness and...
wholeness.
Wholeness. Yes, over here. Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
Whichever.
Yeah.
Vision of earning wellness and wholeness. One, we do what must be done promptly, and we consistently use our time to support our vision and further our goals. Two, we are drawn to and quickly embrace ideas that expand our life and career and that increase our profitability. Three, we act from our consciousness of our true value and worth. Four, we release possessions that no longer serve us, thus staying in the prosperous flow. Five, we work in a balanced, consistent, self-loving way. Six, we choose actions and commitments that serve our needs and contribute to our prosperity in accordance with our higher power's will for us. Seven, we request and receive increases in compensation and also what the market will bear. Eight, we embrace working with others whenever having co-workers, associates or employees serves us. Nine, we experience the physical vitality and health that supports our self-expression and expansion. 10, we feel at ease and even joyful when asking for or being given what we need or what we are owed. 11. We follow up on opportunities, leads or jobs that could be profitable. We complete projects and tasks that we begin. And 12. We work harmoniously and in a spirit of service with co-workers, supervisors and clients, generating good that results in ever greater financial prosperity.
Thank you, Joanna.
Okay, so now Robert Rowan is going to explain a little bit what's going to happen in this section.
Yeah, so hi. I don't know about you, but as an entrepreneur, I often get afraid when something's being asked of me. Even if it's a visions workshop, it's going to be fun. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be working through... So Astrid and I, we've created this booklet, and it has a series of vision questions, and we're going to be essentially guiding you through these vision questions. And hopefully this should be a fun exercise. We're going to be using writing, we're going to use drawing, colourful pens, bring out your inner child, and also working with magazines as well to develop and get clear on our vision together. I mean, we were working individually, in pairs, and also in bigger groups, so that we're going to come out of isolation into connectedness and relationship.
Fantastic. Okay, so we're going to start with the first one. So if you open your booklet, everybody has to have their own booklet, and if you haven't yet asked for one, two options. You either raise your hand or go to the literature table or where Abby's handing more out. We have enough for everybody. There's always enough.
Actually, there's pens there as well. There's pencils in the section.
Oh, okay. And there's going to be pens as well. And thank you. And then we will also be handing out coloured pens. Are we starting with the coloured pens or not really? Yes, okay. I'm such a... Yeah, so... Okay, so we have a service team distributing pens to everybody with lots of colours, and you feel free to get them. For the writing, you can use whatever you want to use. There's the pens in the front, etc.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So shall we give?
Make it as fun for yourself as possible.
Yeah. There's going to be more opportunity to get more coloured pens for later. We're just going to start with writing. Okay, so I will ask if we can be quiet for a second and let the service team just pass around. I feel like I'm in an Anthony Robbins. I always wanted to do that. It's actually really cool.
And my phone doesn't work. It doesn't see my face.
Okay, so now we're going to start with the first question. All right.
We need a timekeeper.
Timekeeper is going to be Ed. Yes.
What times?
Yes. Okay. What times? First question. Times we needed. Well, how many times?
Hang on a minute.
10 minutes.
Come off there for a minute.
Was it 10 minutes? So we said, 10 minutes. Okay, so read one quick. Okay.
So we're going to read the first. So
I think I'm going to time this first page.
Yeah, I can do it. So we're going to read the first question now.
So I'm going to read the first question now. I appreciate if we have quiet. Thank you. If I knew failure was not an option, what would I attempt to achieve or do with my life? So in order to answer this question... We'd like to invite you to journal. This is the journal question. Just take any pen that you have and just write. We're going to give you 4 minutes to write the question. So please, 4 minutes now. Thank you.
It's on page. Yeah, it's on page 7 and 8. Yeah. So we've given you two big pages in case you're really big writing. But also the idea is that you hold on to this booklet and you can add to it after the workshop. So we're going to give. Yeah. Ed's keeping time.
I do have a question about the question.
Go ahead.
Are we saying failure is not an option, like a punitive parent?
No.
Or are we saying, if I knew, no matter what happens, I could not fail?
Exactly.
Oh,
There's no critical parent in the workshop. Yeah, so yeah, only your loving higher power. Yeah.
They've all gone. They disappeared.
Yeah.
Critical parents. Okay. Thank you.